the cost to stay and fight the battle when the war's already lost? Someone is sitting on a gold mine just waiting for the pitch, and that mission is on fire. And there's some people getting rich. And out on 29th Street now, it's happening again. The sirens wail, the buildings burn, flames are dancing in the wind. Folks just go about their business as the afternoon drags on. They're coiling the hoses, another city block is gone. But the smoke will clear, the sun will rise, the birds will start to sing. It's just a simple sacrifice, one more burnt offering. Here comes the lawyers and the landlords, and you can't tell which is which. And the mission is on fire. And some people get rich. There's some people getting rich. There's some people getting rich. There's some people getting rich. Like Mayor Lurie and all his billionaire buddies.
Yes. Come over to this microphone and do this so I don't have to send you out empty-handed.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and why we should care.
Hey, thank you. I am Xtina M. I am a solo performer and artist in San Francisco. I recorded an album at Different Fur Studios, and I play around town doing songs off the album. The album is mostly about journeys and experiences on the road. My new single is The Road Lover, and it's coming out on April 24th. I'm playing Sad Bastards tonight over here at the Makeout Room.
Are you a sad bastard?
You know, I'm not a sad bastard, but I write songs about sad bastards. What do you think of that? Does that work? Does that qualify? Get me in there somewhere. Get me in there somewhere.
I'm sure Mr. Heyman's qualifications are
fairly loose, perhaps. Fairly loose.
Thanks for coming in and letting us know, and we're going to go and do this. This, see if you can guess this band.
Shut up! library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away.
Stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace, now you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You walk like an ace, now you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You walk like an ace, now you drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rex away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you should have lied. Now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now. And we'll have
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
been a feeling.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. We'll be right back.
Wow, that was Yes, Yours Is No Disgrace. That's a good one, huh, Hal?
Yeah, yes, indeed. One of my all-time favorites.
That's good. You got some good pipes, Hal. Hal wandered in here. I don't know. He was like in some sort of heat stroke stupor, and he's like, what is this? And then he said he knew Glenn Johns, and I was like, all right.
Actually, and Glenn's brother, Andy, and I were next-door neighbors.
Oh, Andy, all right.
Yeah, well, Glenn mixed The Who and The Beatles, and Andy mixed every Led Zeppelin album from 2 until Coda, and every Rolling Stones record from Let It Bleed until Black and Blue. But Andy was my next-door neighbor, and he mixed this track we're going to play for you.
Fantastic. Do you, and then, so Hal, where'd you come up?
Canada, but I've been living in the Bay Area lately in Oakland, working at the Brickyard Studios.
Is there a moose, in fact, in the house?
There's one in Utnaboot on my roof, eh?
Excellent. What's the name of the song?
The song's called Pray for L.A., and it's about all the wholesome, fun-loving, kind-hearted, and honest people that I did not meet in Los Angeles.
All right, hit us.
Okay, here we go. Rock on, kids.
Getting weak. to feel the band tonight. Dr. Feelgood, I promised this lady, if I can't dance, she's gonna break my nose. He said, easy now. Cause I've got the antidote. And he said, it's getting better, it's a little better.
You ever heard of those guys, Tico?
So I've been listening to Beatles on a loop every day since I was 4 years old.
Oh, shit. On a loop.
Yeah. My uncle had a lot of vinyls. Uh-huh. It was my first music, actually.
Yeah.
Damn. I love the Beatles.
Oh, fantastic.
I think it rewired my brain.
I'm sure it did, man.
Many
in a good
others,
way.
Many
in a good
other
way.
Brains.
Yeah. So we talked about some of the songs. Oh, we were talking about dogs, yeah. So, you know, we move on. You think about getting a dog, another dog maybe, or no?
Not just yet. It was way more traumatic than I thought it would be.
I didn't cry like that when my parents died. It was like, I was like, literally sobbing for this animal. It was just like, I felt like, yeah. I felt like I was talking to myself. I was like, Sean, like, get it together. Yeah. You know, like, I was trying to, like.
Every night I will get a leash and take her for a walk for this last 7 days.
Man.
Like, I look at the couch, you know, like, whenever I eat, I expect her to come and back.
Man.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's sad.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be this profound, but it was like a. Yeah, going back, like the next morning I woke up and I'm like, what am I doing with my life?
Right.
I should just do arts and paint and make music.
Shit. Man, right? I mean, from like thinking about your dog, man.
Yeah, just think about life. It made me think about life. Yeah.
Right. And that was one of the things when I'm like, I was like, when I finally like kind of catch myself out of these like spastic sobbing sessions, and I'm like, Jesus, Sean, I go, maybe it just wasn't the dog, you know. This is just it kind of opened up this dam of
I think it is the dog. Why? Because dog is this always unconditional love.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And no human provides that.
No.
Unless you have some miracle human in your life, but
no, they, you know, they don't. I mean, I, you know, I'm not certainly, I couldn't measure up to the dog standards.
Yeah. My dad's like that too. I was talking to him. He's like, oh yeah, it's worse than losing the best friend. I'm like, because he's
a dog guy.
He's a dog guy.
Yeah.
Like, he ran away from home once because his parents didn't let him keep the dog.
Oh,
so
shit.
He went and lived in like the basement.
Damn.
With the dog.
With the very dog?
And his parents thought he was kidnapped for like a couple of days.
Damn, that's...
So I got those dog genes.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, my first dog, I had a real, you know, it was a turmoilistic kind of household. But I had this dog, this little poodle, would always be at my side. And whenever my mom would get into a rage, that dog would be just like... fucking snort, like going at her, man. She would, it was like, you got to come through me, and she did. Oh,
we had an actual dog battle in San Diego when this, like, I don't know, maybe rabies or something. The neighbor's German Shepherd like jumped over the fence and ran at us.
Oh, damn!
And it was like, way bigger than my dog, and my dog was just crazy protective. And I was like, okay, like you're my best friend.
Yeah, they. Oh, man. As the cycle continues, a week ago Saturday, we got a dog, a puppy.
That's awesome. I was so happy to read that in your email. That's
It was...
good news.
Yeah, and and she's a fucking handful. It's the house training that is brutal, because she's, you know, it'd be like... okay, you know, you take them out, pee, go ahead, go pee, you know, and then they pee, and then you bring them up, and like 5 seconds later, they pee again. But yeah, this is, yeah, that's Chula.
Yeah.
Chula.
That's her name?
Chula, yeah. It's,
Chula means pretty, right?
Chula is like, Chula, it's kind of like, sweet, pretty, sassy,
okay.
You know, Chula, it's got... It's a good word. It's a good word. So, we love the dogs. Music. Now that's... So you sent me... We talked about Pills Make Things Go Crazy. But you've got your most current song you sent me last week?
I had a new song. It's War Again, because we're in war again.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we are.
It was fun. I woke up with a melody in my head, so I hummed it into the phone.
All right.
And strummed it and recorded that, then like added the words. and then added the drums, and then added the bass.
Okay. Damn, that's all right. So we got a, we've got an insight into the process. So let's hear what you came up with. Yeah, that's Frank Zappa off the Hot Rants record, Beaches and Regalia. Let me talk about Tico before I start yammering. We had some Beatles in there from the Sgt. Pepper record. We did Getting Better, Can't Get No Worse. Nils Lofgren from the Cry Tough, the title cut. That's a good one. Son, that's right. From the Yes album, we did Yours Is No Disgrace, I think. Did we talk about that? Maybe not. The Beach Boys, we did Fun, Fun, and Fun. The Clash from the Combat Rock record, we did Rock the Casbah. That catches us up. Tico's queuing up a song that he sent. Maybe it might have a year on that. When year was that from?
Maybe 2002.
Birds of Paradise?
2012, maybe, 13.
Okay.
Or 11.
So this is classic forced medication.
Yeah, classic.
And I'm ready.
A turtle, and if hunger was a disease, who needs your passion? If there are birds in paradise, then what's in purgatory? If the angels don't have wings, what do the devils pluck? Heroes are delinquent, then who will save the world? And if diamonds aren't forever, then who does all the work? If there are birds in paradise, then what's in purgatory? If the angels don't have wings, what do the devils pluck? Don't work out that way.
the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is on the emotional way. Just can't believe it so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been laid so low. Such a mysterious way, in the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope on this strange and awful day, when the mother and child reunion is on the emotional way. Oh, the mother and child reunion is on the emotional way. Oh, the mother and child reunion is on the emotional way.
To the Gulf of Mexico, to Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I sprain a leak. She mends me, I don't have the speed, but she defends me a drunkard stream if I ever did. Good luck had just stung me. To the racetrack I did go. She bet on one horse to win, and I bet on another to show. The odds were in my favor, I had them 5-1. And that nag to win came around the track. Sure enough, we had won. On Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a lead. She mends me, I don't have the speed. She defends me, a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Took up all of my winnings, and I gave my little Bessie hay. And she tore it up and threw it in my face, but just for a laugh. Would like to see. That's when that little love of mine dips a donut in my teeth. Up on Cripple Creek, and she sends me in my spring a leak. And she mends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one. Me and my mate were back at the shack. We had Jones on the box. She said, I can't take the way he sang, but I love to hear him talk. Now that just gave my heart a throb to the bottom of my feet. And I swore as I took another pull, my Bessie can't be beat. Up on Cripple Creek, but she sends me if I spring a leap. She means me, I don't have to speak.
freezing cold. And this living off the road is getting pretty old. So I guess I'll call up my big mama, tell her I'll be rolling in. But you know deep down, I'm kind of tempted to go and see my Bessie again. Up on Cripple Creek, she sends me if I sprain a leak. She means me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, ever yet see one.
Of a devil sleeping in a lion's den. I come home last night, you wouldn't even let me in. Well, sometimes you're as sweet as anybody wanna be. When you get a crazy notion jumping all over me, well, you give me the blues, I guess you're satisfied. And you give me the blues, I wanna lay down and die. Shoes on your feet, pretty mama, helped you when you had no food to eat. Now you're the kind of woman I just don't understand. You're taking all my money and give it to another man. Well, you're the kind of woman makes a man lose his brains. You're the kind of woman drives a man insane. You give me the blues, I guess you're satisfied.
Hey, this is Ben Bughouse Square. Tico, thanks for...
Okay, so please.
Hold on, let's listen to this. Let's see what...
And in the death, as the last few corpses lay rotting on the slimy thoroughfare, the shutters lifted an ancient temperance building high on Poacher's Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wings. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats. And 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes. Cupboards in the highest of the sterile skyscrapers like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Lavney Avenue. Ripping and re-wrapping mink and shiny silver frocks. Now neckhorns. Family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald. The gear of the diamond dogs.
This ain't nothing at all. This is
we're going to step on Bowie a little bit here. Again, thank you for coming in, Tico.
Okay, wait, let me. I had two beers.
Uh-huh.
I have a lot to say.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on a minute.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier, but I want the world to know that I continued making music because I was just messing around with it. And Sean played it on the radio, and I was like, oh, this might be, somebody wants to play it, so I'll just keep doing it. And I've been doing it for 16 years. Thank you, Sean.
Well, it's nice to, well, thank you. That makes me feel good. Because that's kind of what I was starting with this thing, was to get, you know, because a lot of people make music at home, and it was just kind of a forum for, like, no judgment, any style, any genre, just get it in. And your stuff always had, like, I was telling you, it had this kind of, a unique pop sensibility to it all. It wasn't, like, they weren't pop songs, so to speak, but they were highly listenable, and they are highly listenable.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, with that, you have a great whatever it is that you're doing now. You finish up strong, right? This year and then
and then it's a lot of art and music.
Sounds good. So art and music, trying to be as decent as you can. Tuka and I were talking about how important it is. And how fundamental and how just like old as fucking time it is that we work tight. You know, we work with our friends, our family, our community, and then the communities meet, and we're, you know, there's more good than bad, and you got to look for the good. And with that, some nice, apocalyptic Bowie.
Sweetly reminiscent, something mother used to be.